Psalm 119. Happy are those with integrity on the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. Happy are those who keep his testimonies. They seek him with all their heart. Indeed, they do not commit iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have given commandment regarding your precepts, as matters to keep scrupulously. If only my ways may be established, so as to keep your statutes, then I would not be ashamed when I look at all your commandments. I will give you thanks in uprightness of heart, as I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Do not forsake me in the slightest. By what means can a youth mend his way? By keeping your word. I have sought you with all my heart. Do not let me err from your commandments. I have treasured up your saying in my heart, so that I do not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have related all the judgments you have pronounced. I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies, as in all riches. I will meditate on your precepts, and I will look to your paths. I will take delight in your statutes. I will not forget your word. Recompense your servant, so that I may live and may keep your word. Unveil my eyes, so that I may see the wonders of your law. I am a foreigner on the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My inner being is crushed in yearning for your judgments at all times. You have rebuked the accursed insolent, who err from your commandments. Remove reproach and despising from me, for I have kept your testimonies. Indeed, princes have been in session. They have spoken together against me, while your servant meditated on your statutes. Also, your testimonies are my delight. They are my counselors. My being cleaves to the dust. Preserve me alive according to your word. I have related my ways, and you have answered me. O, teach me your statutes. Instruct me in the way of your precepts, and let me meditate on your wonders. My inner self weeps from grief. O, strengthen me according to your word. Remove any false way from me, and graciously bestow your law on me. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have put your judgments before me. I have cleaved to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the way of your commandments, for you will encourage me. Educate me, O Lord, in the way of your statutes, and I will keep it to the end. Instruct me, and I will keep your law, and guard it wholeheartedly. Guide my steps on the path of your commandments, for in that I delight. Incline my heart to your testimonies, and not to unjust gain. Prevent my eyes from looking at falsity. Preserve me alive in your way. Confirm your saying to your servant, who serves in fear of you. Remove my reproach, of which I am afraid, for your judgments are good. You see how I have longed for your precepts. Preserve me alive in your righteousness. And may your kindnesses come over me, O Lord, and your salvation according to your saying. Then I will be able to answer him who reproaches me, for I will have trusted in your word. And do not take away the word of truth from my mouth at all, for I have awaited your judgment. And may I keep your law always, age-abidingly and perpetually. And may I walk openly, for I have sought your precepts. And may I speak about your testimonies before kings, and not be ashamed. And may I delight in your commandments, which I love. And may I lift up my hands to your commandments, which I love, and meditate on your statutes. Mention the word to your servant, concerning which you have had me wait. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your saying has preserved me alive. The insolent have mocked me exceedingly, but I have not turned aside from your law. I have remembered your ancient judgments, O Lord, and I have been comforted. A scorching wind has seized me, coming from the wicked, those who forsake your law. I have melodies, your statutes, in the house where I stay. I have remembered your name at night, O Lord, and I have kept your law. This became my part, for I have kept your precepts. I have said, my part is the Lord, by keeping your words. I have entreated you wholeheartedly. O show me grace according to your saying. I have considered my ways and retraced my steps to your testimonies. I have hastened and not delayed in keeping your commandments. The snares of the wicked have surrounded me, but I have not forgotten your law. I will get up at midnight to give you thanks for your righteous judgments. I am a companion to all who fear you and to those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your kindness. O teach me your statutes. You have done good to your servant, O Lord, in accordance with your word. Teach me keen discernment and knowledge, for I have put faith in your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I erred, but now I keep your saying. You are good and you do good. O teach me your statutes. The insolent have devised subterfuge against me, but I will wholeheartedly keep your precepts. Their heart has become stolid like fat, but I delight in your law. It was good for me that I was afflicted, in order that I should learn your statutes. The law from your mouth is better for me than thousands of gold and silver coins. Your hands made me and established me. Instruct me and let me learn your commandments. Those who fear you will see me and rejoice, for I have awaited your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are righteous, and that you have afflicted me in faithfulness. Do let your kindness be comfort to me, according to your saying to your servant. May your compassion come over me, so that I live, for your law is my delight. May the insolent be ashamed, for they have crookedly devised subterfuge against me. I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you return to me, so that they may know your testimonies. May my heart be with integrity regarding your statutes, so that I will not be ashamed. My soul pines for your salvation. I have awaited your word. My eyes pine for your saying, and they say, "When will you comfort me?" For I have been like a wineskin in incense smoke, but I have not forgotten your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who pursue me? The insolent have dug pits for me, not being in accordance with your law. All your commandments are faithful. They pursue me on false grounds. Oh, do help me. They have almost finished me off on the earth, but I have not forsaken your precepts. Preserve me alive according to your mercy, and may I keep the testimony of your pronouncement. Your word, O Lord, is age-abiding. It stands in heaven. Your faithfulness is from generation to generation. You have established the earth, and it stands. They stand today according to your judgments, for all things are your servants. If your law were not my delight, then I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for through them you have preserved me alive. I am yours, O do save me, for I have sought your precepts. As for me, the wicked hoped to destroy me, but I will give attention to your testimonies. I have seen an end to every accomplishment, but your commandment is very far-reaching. How I love your law, all day long it is my meditation. You have given me more wisdom through your commandments than my enemies, for it is age-abiding to me. I have acquired more skill than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation. I am gaining more understanding than elders, for I keep your precepts. I have kept my feet away from every evil path, in order that I may keep to your word. I have not departed from your judgments, for you have instructed me. How smooth your saying is to my palate, more so than honey to my mouth. I am gaining understanding from your precepts, which is why I hate every false path. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn, and I will uphold it, to keep your righteous judgments. I have been afflicted very much. O Lord, preserve me alive according to your word. O Lord, do accept the freewill offerings of my mouth, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in the palm of my hand, but I have not forgotten your law. The wicked have set a trap for me, but I have not strayed from your precepts. I have inherited your testimonies age-abidingly, for they are a joy to my heart. I have disposed my heart to perform your statutes, age-abidingly and to the end. I have hated the doubters, but I have loved your law. You are my hiding place and my shield. I have awaited your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, while I keep the commandments of my God. Support me according to your saying, so that I may live, and do not put me to shame in my expectation. Uphold me, and I will be saved, and I will look to your statutes continually. You carry away all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is a false thing. You put an end to dross, all the wicked of the earth. For that reason I love your testimonies. My flesh shudders in awe of you, and I fear your judgments. I have executed justice and righteousness. Do not abandon me to those who oppress me. Pledge good for your servant. Do not let the insolent oppress me. My eyes pine for your salvation and for your righteous saying. Treat your servant according to your kindness and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Oh, give me understanding so that I may know your testimonies. It is time for the Lord to act. They have violated your law. That is why I love your commandments more than gold and than fine gold. That is why I consider all your universal precepts to be right, whilst I hate every false path. Your testimonies are wondrous, which is why my being has kept them. The opening up of your words gives enlightenment. It gives understanding to the simple-minded. I have opened my mouth wide and drawn breath, for I have longed for your commandments. Turn to me and be gracious to me, according to the judgment for those who love your name. Establish my steps by your saying, and do not let any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from man's oppression, and may I keep your precepts. Let your face shine on your servant, and teach me your statutes. Streams of water run down my eyes, because they do not keep your law. You, O Lord, are righteous, and your judgments are upright. You have commanded the righteousness of your testimonies, and much faithfulness. My zeal has eaten me up, for my adversaries have forgotten your words. Your saying is highly refined, and your servant loves it. I am lowly and despised, but I have not forgotten your precepts. Your righteousness is age-abiding righteousness, and your law is truth. Adversity and distress have encountered me, but your commandments are my delight. The righteousness of your testimonies is age-abiding. Give me understanding, and I will live. I have called out with all my heart, O answer me, O Lord. Let me keep your statutes. I have called on you, O save me, and let me keep your testimonies. I have been up earlier than the morning twilight, and cried out, I have awaited your words. My eyes have been open earlier than night watches, to meditate on your saying. O hear my voice according to your kindness, O Lord. Preserve me alive according to your judgment. Those who pursue deceit have drawn near, and they are far from your law. You are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. I have known from your testimonies from long ago that you founded them age-abidingly. O see my affliction and deliver me, for I have not forgotten your law. Plead my case and redeem me, and preserve me alive according to your saying. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they have not sought your statutes. Your mercies are great, O Lord. O preserve me alive according to your judgments. Many are those who pursue me and who are my adversaries, but I have not turned away from your testimonies. I have seen those who deal treacherously and loathed them, those who have not kept your saying. See how I love your precepts. O Lord, do preserve me alive according to your kindness. The principle of your word is truth, and all your righteous judgment is age-abiding. Princes have pursued me gratuitously, but my heart is in awe at your words. I rejoice at your saying, like someone finding great spoil. I hate falsehood, and I abominate it, but I love your law. I praise you 7 times per day for your righteous judgments. Those who love your law have great peace, and they have no occasion to stumble. I have awaited your salvation, O Lord, and I have carried out your commandments. My being has kept your testimonies, and I love them very much. I have kept your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my shouting draw near to your presence, O Lord, and give me understanding according to your word. May my supplication come before you. O deliver me according to your saying. My lips will effuse praise, for you will teach me your statutes. May my tongue answer with your saying, for all your commandments are righteous. May your hand be to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. I have longed for your salvation, O Lord, and your law is my delight. May my being live and praise you, and may your judgment help me. I have strayed like a sheep getting lost. O seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments.